The following is a CSPN Media podcast presentation.
How dare you, little jabroni, come on to the Rock Show. Come on to the People's Show. Come on to the premier show, SmackDown, and run your mouth about how you're the WWE champion and run your mouth about how you're the game. Well, The Rock says, if you are the game, then quite frankly, you need to go back to the drawing board because your game absolutely sucks.
Hello, and welcome to SmackDown Matters. I'm your host, Don DeLaRente, and I'm joined by my co-host, Miss Jade to the Max. How are you, Miss Jade?
I'm doing good. That cookie was good.
Oh, what kind?
I'm still trying to chocolate chip.
Interesting.
Yeah. It was tasty.
Okay.
Don't turn your nose up.
No, I'm gonna take your word for it. Okay. You had it. I didn't. So you know, I'll just have to take your word for it.
And I didn't stop eating it the whole time we were pregaming, did I? Exactly.
No, you did not.
So
all right. Awesome.
All of your ears.
Is there a particular place you get these from that you like to promote, or just nah?
No, I just get them from wherever.
Okay.
This one, though, it was good, but it was hard to heat it up. It was in the microwave for like a minute, and it wouldn't heat up. So I was like, whatever. So I'll just eat it. But no.
Oh, you like your chocolate chips melted. Got it.
Yes, you can blame Starbucks. It's them. It's their fault. Whenever I get a chocolate chip cookie from there, they're like, would you like it warmed up? I sure would. It was so good.
Yeah, those warm chocolate chips are good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you for joining me once again for SmackDown Matters here on the CSPN. You can find us on the web at cspn.us. You can also listen to the show through iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher Radio. All you have to do is subscribe to the WrestleCast-the CSPN. Subscribe to the logo with the New Day holding the WrestleCast sign, and you'll get SmackDown Matters in your queue each and every week. So this week, this is weird because, like, Fox did, like, you told me it was throwback week last week on Fox, right?
Yeah, throwback, but it wasn't what I was expecting. I wanted, like, for real throwback. Like,
but
I mean, they had little touches.
Right. And this was all due to the NASCAR race that is currently happening where it's throwback weekend in Darlington, but the race isn't even on Fox. It's on FS1. So that's also very curious to me, anyway.
Well, Michael Cole was dressed like he usually dresses when he's not on camera.
He dressed like 1998, 99, Michael Cole.
I think he dressed like that every day.
So, yeah, so this is old school SmackDown. Throwback SmackDown is what they actually titled it. But instead of throwing it back to 1999, they threw it back to like 1979.
Mm-hmm.
With the yellow graphics and the Pat McAfee dressed like Vince with the blue blazer. Not that blue blazer. Shout out to Owen Hart. But yeah, so, you know, it wasn't the 1999, you know, 2000 SmackDown that, you know, I think people were hoping for. They did provide the big fist, but it was in a digital form.
Not the same.
No, not the same. So we start the show with a Rock montage talking about SmackDown. Basically, the intro to this show is kind of what they used. Then the opening video is a collection of all like old school stuff, showing the crowd like in the 80s, and you hear Gorilla Monsoon and all this stuff. So, you know, kind of cool intro. They have a modern version of the old WWF logo. Like I said, Pat McAfee is dressed like the young Vince McMahon when he used to do interviews, and the blue blazer. Yeah, Michael Cole was in his, you know, denim shirt.
Canadian tux.
Yeah, the only thing he didn't have was the frosted tips that he used to wear back in the day.
Oh, I forgot about those. Awful frosted tips.
So all night they're going to have us, you know, they're going to do us some SmackDown memories. So we look back at the very first main event of the first SmackDown with Shawn Michaels as the guest referee for Triple H and The Rock's WWF title match. And that was the one where it looked like The Rock was about to win. He was set up for the people's elbow, and Shawn Michaels super kicked him, which led to Triple H hitting the pedigree and retaining the title. And yeah, it was on.
They had a good rivalry.
Oh yeah,
SmackDown used to be so good. I mean, it's good now, but it was just, I don't know, those were the good old days.
Yeah, SmackDown was where you knew out of control. The wrestling was going to take place, and Raw was where all the like shenanigans and stories
nonsense took place.
Right,
like now.
Very much like now. Here comes Roman, Paul, and Jey Uso for the opening in-ring promo. After a look back at last week's match against Daniel Bryan and Cesaro making the save from the post-match beatdown, Paul Heyman says he is here to eulogize the career of Daniel Bryan. So we get the 10-bell salute with Paul Heyman making the bell sounds instead of waiting on Mr. Schmucky Timekeeper. Reigns says that he is a man of his word. So you should have cared. And Roman was laughing too. Roman says he's a man of his word and you should acknowledge him. He gives everyone what they want, from the fans to Fox to even Daniel Bryan. He says last week he smashed Daniel Bryan and got rid of him. If Bryan wanted to be here, all he had to do was acknowledge Roman Reigns. They have replaced Daniel Bryan with someone who will acknowledge him. And it's the returning of Jimmy Uso.
Yay!
So Jimmy comes out here. He's super hyped to be there. He's, you know, giving dap to everybody. Jay, Paul, Roman. So celebrating ensues. But here comes Cesaro to interrupt. Cesaro says you cannot replace Daniel Bryan, but he doesn't have time to worry about Roman Reigns because he's facing Seth Rollins tonight. Seth Rollins comes down and jumps Cesaro from behind, and the brawl is on the outside of the ring. The referees break it up, and here comes, holla holla, Teddy Long. He says that he has been granted the authority from Adam Pearce to make decisions tonight. Therefore, if Cesaro wins tonight, he will get a title shot against Roman Reigns for the Universal title at WrestleMania Backlash. That's when Reigns then jumps Cesaro from behind, and then Roman sent him into the step. I mean, Seth Rollins sent him into the steps. Then we go to commercial break, and we have the old promotional consideration paid for by the following Lord Alfred Hayes, and it's Ico Pro. So Vince's attempt.
Man, I ain't seen that commercial. Freaking long. I forgot about that until I saw the commercial. I was like, hey, and I was like, everybody fast was forwarding. Like,
oh man, it should have been Luger in it.
Yeah, I saw that and I had to rewind and go back. I was like, now I gotta watch this.
Next, so our first match, Cesaro versus Seth Rollins. Rollins gets sent to the outside where Jey Uso is checking on him, but Rollins doesn't want the help and shoves him down. So that earns Seth Rollins a super kick from Jimmy. Then Cesaro does a dive onto Jimmy. Back in the ring, Cesaro is able to hit the neutralizer to Seth. He gets the win, and now Cesaro has earned himself a title shot accidentally with the help from Jimmy Uso.
You know, I was thinking when that happened, I was like, ooh, he in trouble. He gonna get it when he get in the back.
Seth Rollins comes to the back to see Roman Reigns and asks who he should be mad at. Roman says he doesn't want Rollins dealing with his family because that's Roman's job. Seth says, fix it or he will. The interaction, did you like it?
I did. I wish we had more Tribal Chief Crazy Seth interactions. But I don't want him joining the stable, though. It's Samoans only in the stable. Right. And Paul Heyman.
Our classic SmackDown moment. Steve Austin beating up Booker T in the grocery store. Classic, classic,
classic. Oh, my gosh. That was a classic. With that man all through the grocery. I was kind of upset at first. Like, the older you get, you're like, he wasted so much food. You know, that's the adult in you. But as a kid, I was like, this is great.
Right. check out how much you cost Booker. And he's threw him up on the damn. He threw him up on the damn the belt, and he slid off. He turned the
yes
checkout register on, and he slid him off. Oh man. So Teddy Long and Sonya Deville are in the back. Suit game's on point, of course. When Sami Zayn comes in to say that Teddy Long is unbiased, he's not a part of the machine, and he can give Sami the match that he needs. Teddy Long says, tonight, you can go one-on-one with the Undertaker.
That was like his favorite thing to say.
Right.
When he was managing SmackDown.
And Sonya Deville's like, actually, we can have a tag match with Sami Zayn and Apollo Crews versus Big E, Kevin Owens, Street Profit, and Shinsuke Nakamura. Sammy's like, hold on, man. That's 5-on-2. So Sonya's like, well, how about you guys add Otis and Chad Gable? Teddy Long likes that, and he throws in King Booker as well. Sonya corrects him, though, and tells him that it's King Corbin. And now Teddy Long says that he's heard that Sammy has some dance moves, and he wanted to show him his, so they start dancing. Him and Sonya Deville, and Sammy just shakes his head and just leaves in disgust.
Your boy got that move. Get with it.
Remember you're talking about Jimmy being in trouble? Well, Roman is here to yell at Jimmy Uso for screwing up after only being back for an hour.
Not even an hour. But he was back for 37 minutes.
Jimmy says he ain't gonna be talked to like that. You ain't gonna be talking to me like that any kind of way, Uso. I ain't no bitch.
You know, Naomi told him, she prepped him before they got to work that day. She said, look here. Whatever Jay got going on, don't bring that mess up in this house.
And so that, of course, leaves Jay trying to smooth out the situation between Jimmy and Roman.
The saga continues. Better than General Hospital.
Carmella versus Ruby Riott is our next matchup. And STO gets a 2 on Carmella, and then they go into a pinfall reversal sequence until Carmella slaps on the Cone of Silence and Ruby Riott taps out.
Carmella's still playing.
You like it? You don't like it?
Carmella. Like this version of Carmella. Now bring back FAB of that one.
Oh, okay. Not this.
That Carmella. I mean, I still don't care for her, but yeah.
Alright. Our next classic SmackDown moment, Edge and the dude who wears the red and yellow, they won the tag team titles on SmackDown.
That person who shall remain nameless.
Right.
You mean Edge won the tag team title by himself in a 2-on-1 handicap match.
Our next classic SmackDown moment, when the Big Show and Brock Lesnar broke the ring, when Brock Lesnar superplexed the Big Show, and of course they hit the mat and the ring collapsed. First time they did that in WWE, to my knowledge anyway. So that's very memorable.
And they ran it into the ground.
Right. Here comes Bayley for an in-ring promo. She is here to celebrate the great women's champions of WWE past, because they are the women who put their bodies on the line for us. So we see
China was missing. Mickie James was missing. Just saying. Victoria, Jazz.
I'm pretty sure Mickie James isn't really high on the list of their former peoples right now that they trying to do business with.
No. They are not on the list of Mickie James.
I'm pretty sure it's working both ways at this point. So we see shots of Alundra Blaze. Bayley says she's no Bayley. Jackie, who held the title twice and the Cruiserweight title, but she didn't hold the title as long as Bayley. Lita, Bayley's childhood hero, Trish Stratus, Ivory, Beth Phoenix, Molly Holly, and of course our current women's champion, Bianca Belair. Bayley calls Belair young and excited, but naive, because she isn't on Bayley's level. She sees insecurity in Binky's eyes, because Bayley is going to be her first and last challenger for the title. So out comes Binky in a fantastic looking short set.
It was. Binky is ripped. Like, her body is amazing.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what made Montez Ford fall in love when he saw her in some shorts.
No, he said he liked her makeup. We all watched the documentary.
Oh, okay. I didn't see it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you didn't see it when they first met. She said she was like, he cute. She was feeling him. And the first thing he said to her was, oh, I like your makeup.
Oh,
yes. That was his pickup line. But yes. I guess it worked.
That's the gentleman. Here's some advice. While you're approaching a woman, don't just have your normal line. Find something about her wardrobe, her shoes, her earrings, her glitter, whatever, and compliment her on that. Because I'm pretty sure it took a lot of time for her to make it look that good for you to notice it. And that's the best entryway to start the conversation. Work for Montez Ford.
He's not lying. It might not work on me because I don't want to date none of y'all, but I'm just saying.
Jade to the max with the Dikembe Mutombo finger wag.
Not in this house. Not on this land.
So Becky comes out. She says that she is the champion whether Bayley likes it or not. So they have a little back and forth, and all of a sudden Bayley tries to like single leg take her down, but Bianca isn't having that. So the beatdown is on. But then Bayley went to some underhanded heel tactics because Becky went to pull off one of her earrings, but she didn't get the other one off. And Bayley grabbed the earring and started pulling and twisting on it. So of course it gives her the advantage. She at one point is stepping on Binky's braid to hold her down. Bayley says, listen to her, because she knows she's the more experienced one. And then she hits the bulldog driver or the rose plant and leaves Bianca laying in the ring.
Mm-mm. I'm gonna fight Bayley.
Both of these women were looking extremely well. Binky in the silver glittery short set, Bayley in her black pants and plaid top. Mm-hmm. Creep cast times two.
Oh, Donald.
Jay catches up to Jimmy and asks if Jimmy really meant all of that stuff he said. Jay explains that Roman is family, but Jimmy doesn't like Roman talking to them like that. Jimmy says Reigns would say he doesn't need them, but Jimmy needs Jay. They need to get their tag team titles back and be champions with Roman Reigns if they really want to represent the family.
Mm-hmm. Basically, what he's saying is, I don't care about nothing that's going on up in there. But me and you, we got business.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Jimmy said, I ain't laying down for this N-word.
Our next class of SmackDown moment, the debut of John Cena. Ruthless aggression.
Actually, I think when John Cena debuted, that's when I was taking a break, that break that everyone takes from wrestling for a few years. I think I was taking a break. And then when I came back, I was like, who is this?
That was right before I took my break.
Okay.
I remember that night. John Cena came out. Robert Roode and Dominic Mysterio are ringside. Before the match, Ziggler says Dominic is just famous for being Rey's son, so get out of the ring and let the adults handle this. Dominic wants to have the match instead of Rey, so here we go. Dolph Ziggler versus Dominic Mysterio. Dominic sends him to the floor but gets tripped up, setting up for a slam on the outside. Back in, Dolph hits a neck breaker and he gets a two count, and he starts posing, and that allows Dominic to roll him up in the small package and get the win.
Wait, I skipped through that match because it was the Mysterios. Who won? Dominic,
yeah.
Oh, okay. They really trying to get the tag titles on them.
Yeah, they got the match set up for Backlash.
I'm glad the Usos are back because they need to get this tag team division back in order.
Reggie talks about how Tamina disrespected Nia last week. He says, next week, Nia and Shayna are going to retain the tag team titles over Tamina and Natty. But for tonight, though, it's time to cleanse the bad taste from Nia's mouth. And, of course, Nia is all, you know, pleased and admiring Reggie for taking the initiative to stand up for her. we have promotional consideration paid for by the following. This time, it's the WWF ice cream bars. if you're old enough to remember those.
Yeah. I never had any though.
Oh, they were good. They were good. Now Roman tells Paul to bring him his cousin. Paul is like, which one? Paulson. Which one? Roman glares at Paul Heyman.
Like, Paul's like, you know which one.
Paul's like, yeah, okay, I know which one.
You're like, bruh, don't act new here.
Tamina versus Reginald. Tamina puts Reggie on the top rope, but Reggie flips away and he lands on his feet. But that earns him a super kick from Tamina.
And that's she sets how we up, call him Flippity Skippity.
Yeah, Flippy Skippy. Tamina is set up for the super fly splash, but Shayna Baszler shoves Tamina off of the top rope and we get a disqualification. So Natty and Tamina, they get beaten down by Shayna and Nia, including Tamina getting Samoan dropped into the barricade by Nia Jax. Mm. That looked like it hurt a lot.
Disrespect. I can't wait for Natty and Tamina to win next week.
We'll see. Shayna and Nia have had a bunch of successful title defenses, so we'll see.
Shayna and Nia need to go take their 6 weeks of
PTO. Mm-hmm. Post-WrestleMania refresh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like EO is doing. Go on here, child. It's okay.
Team Apollo Crews is ready, though Sami Zayn seems to be the odd man out. Team Big E is ready, and Shinsuke Nakamura ends the promo with saying he wants to smoke. Kevin Owens was like, hey, it's my birthday. Cool. I'm here. I'm just here so I don't get fired. Didn't really have a lot to say in the promo. Him and Sami Zayn kind of were like the two odd men, kind of just off to the side in these promos. The Alpha Academy, Sami Zayn, King Corbin, and Apollo Crews versus the Street Profits, Big E, Kevin Owens, and Shinsuke Nakamura.
I've been waiting for this.
King Corbin is in the ring
against Big E. Big E, the former Intercontinental Champion, lost the championship at WrestleMania thanks to Commander Aziz.
Well, Commander Aziz has been getting involved in a lot of things, it feels like, but King Corbin looks good.
And Big E, shoulder tackle. Corbin with a big clothesline takes out Big E. Tremendous. Ooh. Athlete Big E with the elbow caught King Corbin. Everybody fired up in this 10-man tag team match tonight. Look at Big E wrestling into the cover, forces Corbin to power out.
For those watching at home, they might not know. He gets a pin there. This whole thing's over.
It's one fall to the finish. And look at Sami Zayn, Apollo Crews, and Kevin Owens. Kevin Owens has heard enough. And Kevin Owens now taking the fight outside. Now the Alpha Academy. Everybody's involved. This is what we were talking about. Bodies flying everywhere.
All hell is breaking loose in this 10-man tag.
What did you expect?
Kevin Owens!
With a splash! Chaos on SmackDown! Shinsuke Nakamura has Zayn where he wants him. Kick to Zayn. Sammy's down.
Could this be it?
It may well be. King Corbin breaking it up.
Clearing house. King Corbin. Big E waiting.
Yeah, Big E though with a belly to belly to King Corbin. And Apollo Crews. Oh, Big E stunned. German suplex. Kevin Owens now turns his attention to the Intercontinental Champion. Stunner!
Bonkard! Stunner!
And now Kevin Owens dragged out of the ring by Otis. Super kick, Otis stunned. Another one, Otis still on his feet.
Almost a three-piece. Chad Gable saves Otis.
To KO, lands high on his neck. Montez Ford gonna fly!
Otis got it right in the head.
There are bodies everywhere.
Shinsuke lining it up.
Remember the Kinshasa, Sami Zayn though. Tag made, King Corbin's legal. Zayn down and out. King Corbin, Shin doesn't realize Corbin's legal. End of days. Cover. Corbin and company with the win.
Here are your winners, Sami Zayn, Intercontinental Champion Apollo Crews, Otis. Otis, Chad Gable, and King Corbin.
An impressive win by Corbin and company.
Way to celebrate your birthday, KO.
Apollo Crews has been watching tapes of The Rock, because when he gets stunned, he does the ultimate Power Rangers like selling job. Like when the Power Rangers used to get hit with stuff and do twists in the air and fly back.
That. Yes, I used to do those because I used to think I was a Power Ranger too. So I'd be in the backyard practicing my moves.
Which color Power Ranger was your favorite? Who were you?
It depends. Some days I was Kimberly, so that's the pink one. Some days I wanted to be Trini, rest in peace to her, the Yellow Ranger. And then when they got the sister, oh, I was always the Yellow Ranger. Aisha, that was her
name. Okay. Yeah, representation matters.
Mm-hmm. Sure
does. Roman Reigns is not pleased with Jey Uso, but wants to give Jimmy another chance. Jimmy is going to get a chance to show where he stands right now. So our last
Jimmy stands next to his wife and by his wife. That's where his loyalty lies.
Our final classic SmackDown moment. Vince McMahon experiences Eddie Guerrero's lowrider.
Mm.
Yeah, so Vince got in the seat and Eddie hit the switches and Vince looked like he was very uncomfortable. Like he was about to get motion sickness.
Well, Vince always looks very uncomfortable. I think that's just facial expression.
Gotcha.
So here you know, all that Botox and pulling and tugging and all of that stuff. The surgeries he didn't get.
Here's Roman, Paul, and Jay to wrap the show up. Roman starts recapping things, but here's Jimmy to interrupt. Jimmy recaps Jay versus Roman in the I Quit match in Hell in a Cell, where Jimmy ran in for the save but got choked out with Jay quitting to save his brother. After the
question.
Yes.
No, because Jimmy said, I sat at home and watched you in the I Quit match. And then he said, and then I came out. So were you at home or were you? He didn't think nobody caught that, but I caught that. I'm like, so were you in two places at once? Was it your stunt double? Where were you, bro?
I don't have. I think it's just a slip of the tongue that you were listening very intently to because you're an orator, so mm-hmm. You know you listen to other people orate very intently. Jimmy says he never would have quit. Reigns can't believe that this is what this is about because he and Jay have moved forward. He says he isn't going back and forth with Jimmy. He just needs to fall in line and stand with them. He can either do that or go home and watch Roman Reigns and the Uso singular with his kids.
It's with them bringing up old stuff.
Basically.
like you still mad about that?
Like the Rick James Charlie Murphy skit. He was like, "Yeah, Rick, but you punched me 2 weeks ago." He was like, "What? That was 2 weeks ago, motherfucker! I was partying."
Yeah, like why you bringing up old stuff? We moved on. Like Jesus forgives, so should you. Like it's all good.
Jimmy goes to leave, but he gets conflicted. But he keeps walking. Jay goes to the floor to talk to him. And Roman is left all alone. And here comes Cesaro to jump Roman Reigns. Despite
Cesaro with the heel tactics.
Despite Jimmy trying to hold him back, Jay runs in to save Roman, but he gets beaten down as well. Jimmy hesitates, but comes in to go after Cesaro as well, earning himself the pop-up European uppercut. Yeah, Jay didn't get...
Cesaro pulled a 007 for real. Took out three men.
Yeah, Jay almost got took out forever because they didn't quite get that neutralized the way it was, should be.
Oh yeah, I saw that. I was like, ooh.
And then he gives Roman the neutralizer and he stands tall over the three fallen Samoans to end the show.
Jimmy came back and look, the whole operation has gone awry.
Yeah, so yeah, this was a very fast episode of SmackDown. I watched it this morning and was like, is that all?
It was, but it was really good. That's what I'm saying. Like, NXT, SmackDown, they are just hitting on every cylinder. Like, you're watching it, and before you know it, it's over, and it's like, wait, that's it? Mm-hmm. No, that can't. It's got to be some more.
It's got to be some more.
No, that's how it's see what happens when you don't let Vince touch things.
So that was SmackDown for this week. Jimmy Uso returning. Everybody's been waiting. Everybody's like, I heard he was clear. When's he coming back? So, you know, they basically made a convenience like, hey, we traded one guy that wouldn't comply for one who would. But then find out Jimmy ain't as down with it as Roman was expecting him to be.
Jimmy said, I'm going to come to your house. I'm going to sit at the head of your table and I'm going to eat the big piece of chicken. And I'm going to put my feet up on the table and take a nap afterwards. That's what Jimmy told Roman, basically. That's basically what he said.
He's basically like, I ain't finna do your bidding for me. You're going to have to go out there and fight your own. Your own battles. Like, you might have my brother shook, but I ain't scared of you, man.
Not over here.
So this was a very interesting twist to the story. So I don't...
Not surprising, though.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, it's not too surprising.
I just don't know, you know, again... When we said this when it first started, when this whole Roman Jey Uso thing started, that this was going to be an epic, that it wasn't going to be just a, hey, they had a match and, you know, okay, we're just going to forget about it. No, it's there's a whole big story. I still think.
And the slow build, I love it.
I know. I still think, even though I think they're doing Texas next year, or are they doing Hollywood? I think it's Texas, right? WrestleMania?
Hollywood next year.
Oh, Hollywood.
I
think it's
2022. I think it's Hollywood.
I still think that there's a possibility that they're trying to do the ultimate head of the table match
between Roman and The Rock.
Mm-hmm.
The Rock ain't never been the head of nothing.
But
okay, I take that back. I had to think for a second. Like, well, we are talking about The Rock.
Yeah. So I think, you know, if things go awry, and then, you know, The Rock can come in and be like, hey, you know.
I came in here to fix this.
Yeah, you may be the big dog amongst these guys, but I'm the biggest dog amongst all of us as far as, you know, age and then, stature and legacy and all that.
You right.
As long as it goes and it's an epic story and at the end there's a great conclusion to it, it doesn't necessarily have to be The Rock as the guy. But it
probably won't be, because The Rock be too busy making movies and, you know, pissing people off on the set of Fast and Furious. And
MLW better watch out. And they better make sure they got Jacob Fatu under contract.
Yeah, they do need to put another Uso, well, another Fatu on my TV.
Well,
MLW, are they bringing back Lucha Underground?
Because, you know, I do all these shows and I watch all this content. I really don't have a lot of time to squeeze in any extra. But according to Mo Meltzer, Mr. Mo to the underscore Reese, yes, there is going to be a...
You call him Mo Meltzer?
Yeah. Because he's always breaking the news like Dave Meltzer, but he's our version.
Yeah, but he's the black version.
Right. So according to Mo, somehow they're going to incorporate, it's called Aztec Underground and Lucha and MLW, but it's basically going to be, I guess, a version of Lucha Underground because they got Dario Cueto as the head.
Mm-hmm.
So
I saw that.
They're on the
right. I was going to say, most of the other Lucha Underground wrestlers are signed with AEW or some other promotion now.
Right.
Although I know they're allowed to wrestle in other promotions. I don't think they're exclusive to AEW, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't think a lot of the guys are. I think they do have the ability to go to different promotions. Now, I'm not sure how that's going to work. They have TV technically, so I don't know. I mean, I guess they don't really care. They're not like Vince, where it's like, oh no, we made you. You can't use your name and likeness on anywhere else.
Vince, like, you can't even have a Twitch account. What?
Because they can't get paid off of no Twitch account. Vince is trying to be in their pocket.
Lord, Vince sounds like a holy terror to work for.
I'm pretty sure at this age he is. I'm pretty sure when, like, 20 years, 25 years ago, he's probably a lot cooler.
But I know he has hampered a lot of great talent. I mean, you get, I feel like anybody that comes out of Mexico or Japan, they're already superior in the ring. They're top, because that's some of the best training you'll ever get. And he just be flouncing around, playing around with them, because he don't know what to do with them. He's used to, like, maybe because it's, oh, well, they weren't molded at the performance center. Like, nah, bro, they work with better trainers than what you got at the, not saying that the trainers at the performance center aren't great, but they, I just like the
in-ring experience.
Yeah, they have actual in-ring experience. They've been doing this their entire lives. And majority of the Japanese wrestlers have jiu-jitsu or whatever, Muay Thai, or Muay Thai. Muay Thai is a cocktail. Muay Thai background. So
the thing,
yeah, I was thinking about that the other day. Like, you get a you sign a Japanese wrestler or somebody that came out of Mexico, they can go to the moon. You just know what to do with them.
Shout out to Cameron Grimes. The the deal with WWE is one, they're gonna dumb your style down first and foremost, regardless of where you come from. If you don't come from the performance center, so whatever you do in Japan, all that cool stuff you used to do, they finna dumb that down. Second, about WWE, it's all about learning how to do their TV, and that's a lot of the things that a lot of people either can get or they can't get, and that makes or breaks you. Because a lot of the guys from Japan, a lot of the guys from Mexico, they don't have to worry about the hard camera. They don't have to worry about remembering a promo. They don't have to worry about all this backstage stuff. They just go out, say what they want to say, wrestle the way that they wrestle, and it's over. But, you know, it's so super produced in WWE right now. So, you know what I'm saying? Some people can conform to all of those things, and some people can't. And that really makes and breaks a lot of people. You know, Alexa Bliss is not the best women's wrestler in the company by far, but she gets a lot of TV time because she knows the WWE production style. She can go through all the verbiage in the promos. She can do the talking and not mess it up. You know what I'm saying? Remember, we was always like, how come they don't show Titus? How come Titus? And then they gave, then they let Titus talk, and we was like, see, that's the reason why Titus don't get more run. It's because he can't handle the talking and all the verbiage and all that stuff that mostly that's what Raw is all about. You know what I mean? It's not really the wrestling. If it came down to just wrestling, the people who have the titles and are the people out in front in WWE probably wouldn't be. You know what I'm saying? Your Chad Gables and your Sami Zayn's and your Kevin Owens and your Apollo Crews's and your Ricochets and Mustafa Ali's and guys of that nature would be at the front of this thing, and everybody and the other guys would be in the back, but that's not the way they operate. So I think that's what happens to those people who come from outside of WWE, and even to a lot of the NXT talent too, because, you know what I'm saying, even though it's NXT and it's quote unquote WWE, it's still a different jump when you go to Raw or when you go to SmackDown. Maybe not a bigger jump when you go to SmackDown, because I think that Paul and Bruce, at least Paul, understands the younger generation of talent and kind of what works for them and how to get the most out of what they're doing. Whereas Vince has no clue as to kind of how to tap into
it. And he ain't trying to have a clue.
Not really.
He ain't trying to have a clue. I'm going to need his grandkids to start dropping nuggets in his ear or something. He got six of them. They all young. Help us.
But he's got, what, three boys and three girls, right? Shane has three boys, and Stephanie and Triple H have three girls, right?
Yes. That's something like, tell the grandkids to help the viewers, please.
Well, at some point, man, I don't know when it's going to come, because, I mean, Vince is like 80, 81 now. And doesn't look like he's trying to step to the side at any point. But hopefully before he gets too old and crotchety, Triple H can get his hands on this thing and, you know, raise the whole tide of all the shows.
Yeah.
But
until then,
yes,
until you and Mo will have to suffer through 3 hours overall each and every week. so that I don't have to.
That's right. That's right. You didn't suffer through NXT this week. Would you like?
Let me tell you something. I was scared for Indy because I thought when she hit that, whatever, off the top rope, I saw she's about to slip. And I said, woo, oh,
the
elbow drop
to Ember Moon through the table?
Yes. I was like, she jumped up there and I said her foot almost, yeah, but she fixed it, or, you know, she finagled it. So, but that was a good match. But I knew it was over for Indy and, I mean, Ember and Shotzi when they didn't take the tank out there. See, if they had taken the tank out, they would have won. So, you know, Taya out here, well, excuse me, Frankie Monet sabotaging people already.
We're a loca.
Mm-hmm.
Caden Carter did not take too kindly to calling, talking about her adorable fighting spirit. She was ready to throw hands.
She is adorable. She does have an adorable fighting spirit. With her
yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like nothing she said about you was untrue.
I mean, exactly. So, yeah. They're trying. Cute. What was it? Little Team Sunshine?
Yep, Little Team Sunshine. They're trying to make Karrion Kross interesting.
Yeah.
Didn't work.
Only thing interesting about Karrion Kross is his intro.
Yeah, I mean, he did hold his own against five men, though.
He did, but I'm telling you, the only thing interesting about him is his intro.
Austin Theory.
Because I'm telling you, when he had that match, every match I've watched of his, which has not been many because he's underwhelming in the ring, I'm just like, ooh, Finn carried that match. Oh, who else? Did he fight Santo Escobar? He carried that match. Like, it's, yeah, he's underwhelming.
Yeah, I was like, man.
But his intro was dope.
They're trying to make him look like Goldberg. Only like a belt shot and a double super kick and then a shot to the head from the North American title is the only thing to keep him down. He ran through Kyle. He ran through Pete Dunne. He ran through Finn.
Finn Balor.
Almost ran through
Finn Balor. Still ain't got no neck.
You can't have everything, man.
Listen, he be talking so much smack. And I'm like, sir, please go find your neck and come back when you have. I'm the best technical wrestler out here. Okay. You don't have no titles, though. So.
Swerve Scott and Leon Ruff had a really good opening match to False Count Anywhere match.
Who was in their little stable there? I saw him.
So it's AJ Francis, who was the big guy, the big light-skinned guy who caught Leon Ruff when he dove off. If you watch the biography shows and then you watch the show that comes on right afterwards, they're trying to like rediscover some lost WWE artifacts to get them back into possession of WWE. And AJ Francis is like the guy from WWE that they're sending out to these people's houses with a particular superstar to try to get these pieces of memorabilia back. So that's where a lot of people recognize him from, is the A&E show. But AJ Francis is the heavy. We got Mabu and Bay, Brianna Brandy, who was the young lady.
Brianna or Brianna?
Brianna with the B, double B.
Okay.
With the white braids. She was about to be Shane McMahon's co-host of Raw Underground right before it fizzled out. They got Ashanti, the Adonis, is the third member of the crew, and then Swerve as the leader.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so they got a nice little crew that he's put together. So we'll see where this goes further down the line.
Got him a little stable.
Yep. Cameron Grimes still can't out Million Dollar Man Ted DiBiase, even though he's trying at every turn.
Poor Cameron.
Cameron Grimes won his match, said he was going to the VIP room.
To the moon.
No, he said he was going to the VIP room. Everrise wanted to join him, and he was like, nah, fellas. He was like, I just bought myself the whole VIP section, and I only got room for me, myself, and Cameron Grimes.
But what did Ted DiBiase buy, though?
He bought the whole club and said, why buy a booth when you can buy the whole club?
And hit him with the laugh. And then they zoom the camera out. Ted DiBiase! Oh, Cameron.
grizzled young veterans with the help of Wade Barrett's shoe took a loss to Timothy Thatcher and Tommaso Ciampa. That was a really good match.
They kept taking Wade Barrett stuff all night. They took his shoes. They took his coffee mug. But he just couldn't catch a break.
Zeta, Ramir, and Saray wrestled each other, and that was a pretty decent match. Tony Storm was trying to get the drop on Miss Zeta, and then your fave, Zoe Stark, was there to be like, nah, sis.
Zoe Stark.
Nah, ain't gonna go down like that.
I'm also president of the Zoe Stark fan club, too.
Okay. You got a lot of fan clubs.
I know. I'm a busy woman.
Next week, we're going to have a cruiserweight title match between Santos Escobar and Kushida. That should be a lot of fun. Legado del Fantasma officially made their challenge to MSK for the NXT Tag Team titles.
That's going to be a good match. I hope Beth is going to be watching her sons.
Oh, MSK. And then a really good sit-down interview between Raquel Gonzalez and Mercedes Martinez, where they were both...
Ooh, I love that promo. Let me tell you. Mercedes be cutting some promos. I'm also president of the Mercedes Martinez fan club, too.
What I like is that they kind of had like a real conversation. Like, Raquel cut her off a couple of times. Mercedes cut her off a couple of times. It wasn't just like, you talk, say everything you need to say, as insulting as you want to be.
Right.
And I don't have anything to say in between there. And then once you stop, then I talk and do the same. No, that's not how people have conversations.
No, it's going to be a good match.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a good match as well.
Mercedes was like, if it wasn't for me, you would have that title around your waist, Chiquita.
Yeah, so that was SmackDown. Shotzi Blackheart almost died, but luckily Candice LeRae hit that fire extinguisher.
If she didn't almost hurt herself, did the match even happen? No.
This is true. Between Shotzi Blackheart and Darby Allin, I don't know who's going to...
I'd be worried about him.
...injury first.
Because I watch his matches, and I'm like, you are too little to be doing all of this stuff.
He got thrown down.
He's so little.
He got thrown down a flight of stairs. It could have been two, but luckily the concrete broke his momentum and stopped him from going down the next flight. But yeah.
AEW is dangerous. They like borderline trying to be ECW or something. I don't know.
I take it you didn't see the Blood and Guts match from Wednesday.
No, I'm only a week behind now. So I was catching up. I watch AEW while I'm working out.
Oh, okay.
And so I'm on not this past Wednesday, but the Wednesday before. So I'm halfway through that where like Inner Circle all came out with their motorcycles.
Oh, you're going to the parlay. Oh, yeah.
His red gym shoes. And
yeah.
This Chris Jericho, he just don't do no kind of ab work at all. Huh? He like, F it. I've been doing this for 30 years. I ain't doing no extra working out.
His ab work consists of vodka and other alcohol beverages.
Clearly.
Well, when he first started in AEW, he was pretty toned up. But yeah, as the year and a half has gone by, 2 years has gone by, yeah, he's let it go a little bit as far as the training.
See, that's what happens when people like get comfortable. That's why people get married. And they just let themselves go. It's like, I got my man. I got my woman. I ain't got to look good no more. Please. Please. But I guess Chris Jericho, like, they ain't going to fire me.
Right. So, show up with this dad bod and you'll like it.
Dad bod to the core. Like, okay, bruh.
You're gonna
I'm even starting like to see it in his face, too. Like, bruh, well, you eating everything, huh?
Yeah, he's not as dedicated as Randy Orton has been, man. Me and my brother were watching when Randy Orton and Riddle teamed up this past week, and we were just commenting on, man, Randy Orton is still in really good shape. Like, he doesn't have that, I'm 42 and here's my gut body going on. He's got, you know, he's definitely toned up and super in shape right now. So
you can even take it a step further and look at Dustin Rhodes. That man's in the best shape of his life.
Yeah.
And he's older than Chris Jericho, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
So, I mean, hell, look at me.
I think
I was just doing my workout this morning. And I was looking in the mirror. I was like, oh, yeah.
What'd you see?
Chris Jericho could take a few pointers from me.
Some abs, some muscle definition. Did you do a double bicep pose?
I have all the abs.
Okay. Okay. Let me find out. You.
I'm always chilly. I'm always flexing in the mirror.
You chilly from the red light special video with all the abs.
Abs. I'm trying to look like Jade Cargill, though. I was looking at her. I was like, oh, she's ripped.
Yeah.
Trying to get like her.
Yeah, she is. Yeah. Jade Cargill is like comic book hero ripped.
Oh my gosh. Can she play Storm in the next X-Men movie?
It would be cool.
I would like to see it.
Yeah. She'd definitely be more convincing than Halle Berry as far as the look goes.
Yeah, Halle Berry. I mean, I love Halle Berry. Y'all can stop talking about Halle Berry as Storm, okay?
Okay. Noted.
But anywho, yes, AEW, I'm getting there. I'm getting caught up.
So in like 3 weeks, we'll be able to talk about this blood and guts match, and you'll be able to tell.
No. I'm going to watch it today. I'm going to finish watching it. I got a few little home projects I need to finish, and so I can do that while I'm watching AEW.
All right. Well, good luck with your home project. Speaking of the home, how's everything going? No major problems? Because you know you're a homeowner now, so it's not like, hey, I'm just going to call this person. They're going to come fix it.
No, I did have to have someone come out and do something with the air conditioner because it was blowing hot air.
Oh, no.
But it was he came out and did what he needed to do, and, you know.
Do you have that, like, homeowner's warranty thing, so it's only, like, $40?
I sure do.
Nice.
Well, it was more than $40, but
yes.
I do have a home warranty, yes. It is a necessity.
Yes.
A must-have.
Yes, for sure.
But, yeah. But other than that, you know, I'm going to clean my floors today. I finally figured out you know how they give you all these attachments to the vacuum cleaner. You're just like, whatever. So I went online yesterday. I'm like, I'm going to figure out what each one of these attachments is for. And so I found a web. It was Bob Vila. Thank God for Bob. And he had broke it down. This attachment is for this. He had the picture next to it. I said, bet. And I got my little permanent marker, wrote what each one was for on it. So I'm about to go to town on my floors today. Oh, it's on. I'm doing the floors, the furniture, the crevices, the fan. I'm even cleaning the fans because you know how the dust builds up in your fan.
Right.
Yeah, it's on.
All right. So anybody with allergies, Jade's to the Max House will be allergy free by the end of the day. Yes. So yes. We'll not have to deal with any dander or dust when it
That's
comes
right.
to
and you know, I keep a clean house. I keep my floors pretty clean, but now I'm like, okay, now I know what these things do. I'm about to clean it again.
At this point, since you have a lot of much more exciting and pressing things to do, I'll let you end the show with your shout outs and thank yous.
Shout out to Don and the entire WrestleCast crew. As always, it is a pleasure to talk wrestling with you all each and every week. And shout out to Jimmy Uso for not taking no shit and for letting him know, look, y'all, you ain't talking to me any kind of way. So shout out to him for putting his foot down and telling Roman he was going to eat the big piece of chicken and Roman wasn't going to do a damn thing about it. So that's all I got.
I'd like to give a big shout out to Miss Jade to the Max for joining me through all my crazy day that I've had and having to push this recording back. Thank you for being so flexible and able to work with my schedule. I'd like to give a big shout out to Miss Didi Jonet for allowing us to take up residence in her house for another week. Give a big shout out to Mo to the _ Reese and Miss Simi, who helped me with the Raw cast and NXT cast and the Dark Match respectively. Please join us on the Patreon page at patreon.com/CSPN Media to become a member of the Patreon page. Oh yeah. Also, we got some CSPN Media NFTs out there. So if you're into those, if you know what those are and you're a NASCAR racing fan, go check out the NFTs that are up and available through CSPN Media. Maybe you'll want to buy one. Help me get some of my.
It is Mother's Day.
Help me get some of my Erythrium money back that I had to spend to get this thing up and going. Tentatively, I haven't heard, but we're going to try to do a Twitter Spaces for Rawcast using Mo to the underscore Reese's Twitter account. So we're going to try it. I just tried my
Twitter won't let you be great.
I just tried my Twitter Spaces again today. Nothing. I got nothing. I got the ability to do it, but it never gets past the connecting part. So we're going to try to do it off of Mo to the underscore Reese's Twitter account. If he's able to start the space, and hopefully this works and we'll be able to have a, you know, audio live chat going as well as the regular Twitter Rawcast live tweet. So fingers crossed for that. Hoping that works. Shout out to Sam, shout out to Greg, shout out to Mel, shout out to everybody here on the CSPN and the Comic Book Chronicle guys for all the hard work that they put in. Check out their new episode as well on the network. Subscribe to the show, rate, review, 5 stars, share the link with friends. Just get the word out about what we're doing here on the WrestleCast and on the CSPN. So for my co-host, Miss Jade to the Max, I'm your host, Don DeLaRente, and this has been SmackDown Matters. Please stay tuned for the parting promo.
Au revoir.
Yo, Jay, don't get hot at me when I say this. But if it were me, I would have never said I quit to you, no matter what.
That's what this is about. You're still stuck on the past. Me and your brother, we've moved forward. I'm not gonna go back and forth with you. It's simple. Fall in line. Stand with us and acknowledge me. Or you can take your ass home. You understand? You can take your ass home. And when you turn on the TV, you're gonna have to explain to your kids why you're sitting there with them, watching the tribal chief and the Usos.
If you just acknowledge it, bro, and then we get back to doing our thing, man. I know it's hard.
Oh, I got Cesaro! Cesaro attacking Reigns from behind!